Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. 602, partly sunny, and 72 degrees today.
So, it was a battle of two snipers that lasted over 4 hours. But in the end, a marksman for the Special Air Services, that's basically the British British snipers. They're Special Forces guys. Took out a guy from ISIS from a mile and a half away.
Wow, that's just crazy.
He goes, the British marksman was using an American Shaytac M200 intervention gun system, said to be the most powerful in the world. The ISIS fighter was using a Russian Dragunov gun, which the SAS service member witnessed him using to kill several Iraqi military members.
Okay.
So they've been keeping an eye on this dude.
Right.
And him, this, the British guy, and we're kind of exchanging gunfire for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the Iraqi guy kind of disappeared. And right as the light was going down, he stepped out. And the British guy saw him, like, put his rifle up to his, like, to his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And the British guy pulled the trigger. And 3 seconds later, from a mile and a half away, the bullet went through the ISIS guy's throat. From a mile and a half away.
That's ridiculous.
This is here. From a remarkable 1.5 miles away, the SAS sniper was able to gun down the ISIS jihadist. The distance was so extraordinarily far that the bullet took 3 seconds to reach the other gunman. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, how the hell did it get a mile and a half in 3 seconds?
Right, that's all it took?
I clearly have no idea how any of this stuff works, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The lethal shot was said to hit the terrorist in the throat. Here's what got a little bit more interesting. That Shaytac M200 intervention gun is an American-made system that holds the record for the world's longest shot. You can buy it. It's between $11,700 and $13,800. And if you ever go to any of the ranges on Long Island, the outdoor ranges, there's always somebody that kind of shows up with that 50 cal.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, my God, let's go look at the guy with the 50 cal.
Amazing.
My guess is if you showed up with this thing, people would lose their minds. The Shaytac M200 intervention rifle is said to be capable of, quote, vaporizing a person's organs from 2,500 meters.
Good God. And the computer I was reading actually helps you adjust for the heat and the breeze and
whatever
it is. Instead of having a spotter, that's your spotter.
The rifle features a built-in computer that informs the shooter to make adjustments based on factors that can alter a shot of great distances such as humidity, heat, and wind.
Amazing.
How cool is that?
Absolutely amazing.
Can you imagine doing a sales pitch? Yeah, this rifle right here, ladies and gentlemen, can vaporize a person's organs from 2,500 meters away. All right, give us 2,000 of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God. A mile and a half.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
I mean, and by the way, it is. Here's something funny. It is ranked the number one sniper rifle in the world by the Military Channel's top 10 sniper rifles.
I didn't know there were 10.
I can see Roger coming up at 8:20. We'll do the top 10 sniper rifles.
Right, exactly. All right, 6:05.
How crazy is that?
There's one for the British.
Jihadist took a bullet to the throat from a mile and a half away.
Partly sunny, 72 today.
Nice.
And here's Ted with the roads. WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 6:15. We were just talking about this story of a British sniper who took out an ISIS sniper from a mile and a half away. It took 3 seconds for the bullet to get there, which to us is a very short amount of time, but for a bullet in flight for 3 seconds to be that accurate and hit the guy in the throat is just incredible. He has a computerized gun. It has computer aid to it that helps you with wind and heat and all that kind of stuff. Pretty incredible, the distance. East End, Jeremy's on the line. What do you got, East End?
Hey, so I was just looking on Google Maps. You, from the studio, you could almost shoot somebody on Railroad Avenue from where you guys are.
By the Railroad Avenue in Babylon?
By the train station?
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, I went a mile and a half right now, and it's like probably from Hampton Bays exit almost to the merge in Southampton out here. That dude is ridiculous. What grain bullet? Did they say what kind of bullet it was?
I assume it's 50 cal, but I don't know for
sure. It doesn't say anything. The grain of... No, it's not going to be... You know what, dude? I don't know. I have no idea.
I'd assume the biggest guns are all 50 cal.
That is unbelievable.
Or is this the next step? Is this like 55 cal? Yeah. You know, who knows?
50 cal plus.
I don't know. Yeah, right?
And by the way, what do they say that gun is accurate up to 2,500 meters?
No, it says you can take somebody's, you can vaporize somebody's organs from 2,500 meters.
Okay,
what
now that's.
What does that mean to vaporize somebody's organs? I don't even know what that means, but that sounds horrible.
Well, you hit them with such velocity from so far. Yeah. I mean, the velocity you hit them with, their body can't. The shock, it just rips open that part of their body. It has to.
And turns it into mist.
Yeah,
because you look at those videos, Jeremy, with the traditional 50 cal, the body does. It becomes mist. It just blows into small pieces.
It just turns you. It turns your spleen into a chunky mist.
That's awesome. That's an awesome story, man. Thanks, Sheriff.
No worries. This thing, according to, says 2,500 meters is like 2.7 miles. Is that possible?
No, that's too long, I think. Because Chris Kyle did, I think, almost 2,000 meters, which is a little over a mile. So this guy did a mile and a half. I think he just beat Chris Kyle. I'm in the 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 6:21, partly sunny and 72 degrees today. Well, with the awful news out of Britain last night, with the IED exploded at the Ariana Grande concert right afterwards, this story is like, well, at least there's, you know, another side to it, where a British sniper took out an ISIS sniper. This happened, obviously not yesterday, but from a mile and a half away, and it's, I guess it's the longest shot anybody has on record with this gun that's amazing, has a computer in it to help you adjust for the distance or whatever, a mile and a half, and it was him playing cat and mouse with the other sniper for 3 or 4 hours, and he finally found that guy in the open, the guy, I guess he didn't realize, and the bullet took 3 seconds to get to him, the guy didn't move that far, I guess, and he hit him in the throat and took him out. So that was, I guess, an expert sniper from ISIS taken out by British. The British. Good morning, BAB. And the gun is just amazing. Good morning. What do you got?
You ever watched the movie Eraser?
No, I've never seen it.
Well, they were using, apparently we don't have the technology yet, at least that I know of, but they were using handheld rail guns, which accelerate the bullets like a phenomenal velocity. And that was pretty much like demolish a person. You hit them at a, close range, not even that close.
Oh, I see. So that goes to, you hit them with such velocity, they vaporize.
Yeah, the faster it's going. The rail gun, even a short one, like a rifle handheld, it can accelerate it. I guess they use magnets. Can accelerate it so rapidly, with so much force.
So you're telling me, I'm trying to do a little math here.
Yeah.
You're telling me I can get on the roof here at BAB and pick somebody off on 231?
Yeah, if that's a mile and a half. That's the range of the gun.
Right. Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. And not only can I pick them off, I can, and I quote, turn their organs into dust.
Yeah, just like what you were talking about with the eraser. Hey, thanks.
Yeah, with the railgun.
Right on, thanks.
That would pretty much vaporize a human being, at least a total old
torso. Yeah.
You know.
I mean, that's just, I didn't realize that's what happens, but that's what you see in those old sniper videos. So
yeah.
When you get some sort of velocity, I mean, the body can't handle that force, even from one bullet, but it's a big bullet, and it's coming at you such speed, it's going to do it. And there you go. There's the latest from the British sniper versus the ISIS sniper story. Yeah.
Good guy wins.
God.
Bye, bad guy.
Yeah, sorry. 6:24.
Right in the throat. Hmm. It's not even like he got him in a broad part of the body, like hit him in the chest or the back or anything like that.
Right.
Right in the neck.
Skinny part of the body.
It's right up there with hitting him in the wrist. You know?
I wonder if he hit him in the wrist, what that would have done. If the shock would have rippled. I guess not enough.
He would have
obviously would have lost his arm and that side of his body, maybe.
He'd have a stump.
Oh. It's 6:24, partly sunny, 72 today. Dead Guy in the Envelope coming up at 7 o'clock today, where you try to guess who the dead celebrity is whose name is in the envelope. First clue's at 7. Here's Ted.
Right now, the Long Island Railroad Port Jefferson branch, we have at least one late.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.